Amanda Anisimova is the American who you may have seen over the weekend lost at the Wimbledon Championship 6-love, 6-love. The first time in, what did Andy say, almost 100 years that the championship went love, love. It was humiliating. Even though she was there in the championship match, she didn't win a single game. And it was really that lopsided. She was not in it at all. And she's an interesting story. She came up in the world as a very talented 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 9-year-old. At the age of 14, she was one of the youngest qualifiers ever for the semifinals at the French, 14. She was inspired by her mother and her father and her sister, but her father at the age of, I think it was 52 in 2019, her father, who had been for a while her coach, died suddenly, had a heart attack at the age of 52. And that was an emotional setback for her. And she also had a moment a couple of years ago where she just was on a losing streak. And she said, finally, I'm going to go away from tennis for mental health reasons. There was so much pressure on her, so much promise for her. Her sister was a very talented tennis player at the University of Minnesota while attending Wharton's undergraduate business school. Her parents emigrated from Russia to the United States a few years before she was born to give the kids what they thought was a better opportunity in the USA. And that included an opportunity to play tennis. So she's one of those kids whose parents moved not to Spain, which has a good tennis culture, but to the USA and eventually to one of those tennis school camps in Florida. And she really did do well. But again, the weight of the world was on her. She lost her father. And that was troubling to her. And so then her mother raised her and her daughter while also trying to coordinate a tennis career for a child, which is such a pressure-filled thing. And then there on the grandest stage of them all at Wimbledon, she loses 6-love, 6-love. And the story in the New York Times today, why Amanda Anisimova's emotional post-match interview was a masterclass in handling failure, is, I think, a moment for all of us. And just so you know what you're about to hear, think about that. After losing so obviously in front of, and tennis is a funny thing. If you lose the Super Bowl, you shake the hands of the other guy and you walk into the locker room. Maybe the quarterback gets interviewed. If you lose in golf, they don't come up to you and say, you have to talk, and everybody stands around and waits for your speech. MLB doesn't do that. The NBA and hockey don't do that. But tennis, after you lose, before the champion gets the trophy, you stand there, you get yours, and then you got to give a little speech. Who wants to talk in a moment like this? And here's what she does. She thanks her opponent, and then she thanks the fans, and then she thanks the people at Wimbledon that put this tournament on. And then she turns to her family in the box, and she thanks them. And then she talks to her mother while the whole world is watching, and then her team. And then she says something that the article says people who are successful in life learn to do. In the face of failure, she says that she's going to get better. They say that if you're always successful, you won't be your best. You need to fail, sometimes a lot, in order to be as good as you can. This is what Amanda Anisimova said after losing 6-love, 6-love at Wimbledon. How about that, huh? I mean, she'd had no notes. She's just winging it, that young lady. And in the article in the New York Times, they say there's different kinds of failure. Intelligent failure is the most beneficial, leading to knowledge, discovery, and growth. To qualify, you need to meet 4 criteria. Operate in a new territory. She'd never been to the final. Pursue a goal. Test a hypothesis. And you have thoughtfully considered the risks. And then when you fail, you learn from it. The last paragraph in the article says, she did something important and powerful. She reframed the loss as an opportunity for growth, taking solace in a quote from author Marianne Williamson, pain can burn you up and destroy you, or burn you up and redeem you. And that's the last little 20-second clip I have for you. So the very last words she said were these. You know, I didn't play all of it, and in fact, I had to cut the applause parts because the crowd was so there for her. They were cheering and applauding. They knew they were witnessing something really special. And if I had played the full amount of the applause, we would still be listening to her little speech. Amanda Anisimova, the American.